Do you consider yourself a closed-minded or an open-minded individual? I often wonder if most of us who associate with being open are more closed-minded than we care to admit. Before you close that next door, remain open to the opportunity. The best work analogy for open and closed-minded is the boss who has an open door policy versus the boss who keeps the office door shut. An open door says the boss is open to your ideas, feedback, and criticism. A closed door says, do your job and don't get in the way of mine. Which boss sounds like the more favorable one to work for? This same concept applies to situations we encounter every day. If you immediately close your mind to someone because of what they look like, believe in, who they work for, or where they live, your options for opportunities will be limited. The pitch challenge today: hear someone out fully before you default to an assumption. Whether the offer is right for you or not, there may be other opportunities sprinkled within their dialogue that are unknown to either one of you. I find this happens to me frequently when I'm open to a conversation with someone who I assume could never be my client. Many times, if I just hear someone out, I can find other opportunities for them or for me that were hidden from their original ask. Being open requires time and patience, but the trade-off is a potential opportunity that you didn't even know you were looking for.